All right. So let's get started. Dear Heavenly Father, I just thank you for all that you're doing in this world. Father, I thank you for what you're doing in the hearts of men. And Lord, the things that are to come are only of you. And Father, I just ask that you give each one of us discernment, that we are able to see the path that you've laid out for each of us. We all have a calling. We all have something to do in your name. And when we're performing what you've called us to do, then we can only succeed. And Father, I just ask that you reveal that to each person on this call. Reveal it to the hearts of everyone that's out there that's asking. And Father, we just ask that you know that people are struggling, and you know the circumstances that everyone is in. And Father, I just ask that you give each and every one of them favor, and that you give them the peace that passes all understanding. Father, I know that when we turn our face away from the things of this world and turn to you, none of this matters. And Father, I just thank you for that. And I thank you for what you're doing right now in the here and now, and that you've got all of our best interests at heart. And Father, I just thank you for this. In Jesus' name, amen. So, first thing, just want to state that everything that we're talking about is basically for educational purposes. I'm not a legal or qualified financial advisor. I'm not a legal advisor for cryptocurrencies. And the information that we talk about is designed specifically to stimulate you in doing your own research and trying to see what's best or not good for you. And we're just friends helping friends trying to figure this all out. And so that's what we're meant to do, is to kind of help each other kind of find our way. And so with that, based on everything that's going on, stock market looked like it was having little shaky legs all over the world. And it's just funny that once things start turning south, how much people panic and start just selling off stuff. And you know, you don't lose until you actually sell. And so that's what people need to understand. The second you sell, that's when you've lost whatever you've lost, whether it be in stocks, whether it be in bonds, whether it be in digital assets, whatever it is. If you sell it when it's on the downside, then you actually lost. So if you just hold, then it's just numbers. There's nothing's actually happened. So I remember back in 2020, when the stock market took its slow crash. Well, when it took its slow crash during the beginning of COVID, I lost $250,000 on stocks in about 4 hours. And I actually got up from my console at work, and I went out into the hallway, and I wanted to just cry, because I mean, I was sick to my stomach. And then I went outside, kind of took a breath, breathe, kind of got through it, and just said, you know what? I'm not going to look at any of that stuff. I'm not going to look at it anymore. I'm not going to refer to my stock pages. I'm not going to look at any of that stuff. I'm not going to do anything. And eventually things will turn around. And if I sit there and I dwell on it, I look on it every day, because I didn't buy any of those things to day trade or to trade for a day or two or a week or any of that kind of stuff. None of those investments were that. Those were all long-term investments that I was never going to do anything with them until basically when I knew that the stock market was going to crash. And then I sold everything, but I sold everything on the way on the upside. Because about 6 months later, when everything had recovered, basically I was all back where I was at and I was ahead. So if I would have sold at any point while those losses were occurring, I never would have ever gained any of that back. So always remember that panic selling and panic buying is always bad, because it's an emotional reaction without using your wisdom to actually do anything. And that's what I think the guy that came on, Nick, that was on Emily's channel, came on. He was that financial whistleblower that had been in, you know, professional for 26 years, I think it was. And he described specifically that this is what a lot of the stockbrokers, these big giant hedge fund accounts and stuff, do this on purpose to get people to panic sell. They wait till the prices go down, then they gobble up all those lower prices, and then it goes back to where it was. And all those people lose out. And then when they see it going back up, then they turn around and go, oh, I need to get back in. And then they buy it on the high side. And they continually lose because they're being played. And so just if you're going to do that, you need to do this with knowledge and understanding on how it works and what you're really doing. And I would advise against it. I don't day trade, never have day traded. I think it's very risky. And if you're not somebody that is very much in the loop on how everything goes, then the chances of you winning are pretty, pretty slim. So with that being said, I just say that majority of the digital assets and the things that we're doing right now is basically spending a small amount of money on assets that we're hoping that with everything panning out the way that we believe it will, that those will turn into massively huge gains. And if you go and you want to take and risk the farm on it, well, that's not wise in anybody's aspect to do that. It'd be like going and putting all your money down on the win, place, and show for the Derby that just happened and thinking that you got a sure end because somebody told you that this is how it's going to end and if the rig is in and it's fixed. And then you go and bet the house on it. And the third place horse doesn't actually perform that way. And so you lose. So there are no sure things. There's very good investments. There's good opportunities out there. And so do your own research. Do what you feel comfortable in doing. And don't put yourself in any kind of financial situation, because I haven't done it, even though I have the ability to do that. I've chosen not to on purpose, because if it's good enough for me, then I would be say that it's good enough for you, that you don't need to invest that kind of money, period, for that kind of return. And so if you feel comfortable being able to, you know, spend $20, do $20. If you spend, you know, I do the same thing when I stack silver and gold, and I've been stacking that for a long time. It's hedging my bets on something that is probably not as it, well, I know it's not going to be as much of a gain, but even though it's going to be massive, it's still not going to be the same game, but it's a lot more of a sure bet. But it's not going to be the financial windfall either. Even though it's going to be really great, it's not going to be like, you know, generational wealth, but it will be wealth and quite a bit of it. So look and see what's good for you and what resonates with you. And I say pray on it, and what you feel that is best for you and the way that you're going to go, then do that. But don't go putting yourself out there thinking that all this is a sure bet, because until Protocol 19 is actually fully implemented, we just don't know some of the things that are out there. Even though we think and we believe that most of them are really good, if you put $50 down on it and it turns out to be fabulous, then you're going to hit the windfall. But if not, you lost $50. And you felt like, okay, well, I was going to go out to dinner and I was going to spend $200 and I didn't do that. So put everything into perspective. Everything needs its perspective, and let's stay within that. So it's all coming. The crash is coming. The people that are coming against it. They're doing everything they can to basically hang on to the old. Nothing's going to stop it from coming. Nothing is going to stop it from coming. Look at what's happening all around the world. The military parades, and they're showing you all of this stuff that's actually happening. If you just look at it from a 40,000 foot mark and stay out of the weeds on a day in, day out basis, and allow people to poke you and be able to manipulate you. So nobody's going to be able to manipulate me because I stay out of the weeds. I don't really care. I want to do what's best for me. And I'm trying to help you guys with being able to look into things that may be able to help you as well. So with that, let's go ahead and start doing some questions. And I'd rather have more time spending talking to you guys than you just listen to me talk.
Okay, Laura, you're unmuted. Laura, and then Keith will be next.
Unmute yourself.
Okay, Keith, you want to go ahead? Keith or Laura?
Yes.
Can you guys hear me?
This is Laura.
Okay, yes, we hear you both. Let's go with Laura, then Keith.
Oh, okay. All right. I have two questions, if I may. I heard a couple of people say that you should get the money out of the bank and keep it at home. Is it safe at home, or can we exchange it for the new notes that will be coming, or should I just put it back in the bank?
So myself personally, this is what I've done. I've got enough money in cash at home in my safe that if I was to need that for, say, 2 weeks to a month, I could be able to manage with the cash that I have offhand. Mm-hmm. Now, the other amount of monies that is inside the bank is FDIC insured up mm-hmm. to $250,000. Nothing is going to happen to the money that is in your account.
Okay.
You may not be able to access it when things go dark and things change immediately. So that's why it's always good to have a couple of weeks of cash on hand. And I mean like fives and tens and 20s, not like hundreds, where if you needed to get gas because the internet was down and they all use point of sale contact with cards, you can't use cards when the internet's off. And so they'll take cash though, but you need to be able to make change, right?
Right. Okay. And then my second question was, when 1776 law comes back into play, my mother was just made ward of the state, and she has a court appointed guardian. Now, is that going to be all null and void when this comes into play, or will we have to fight the state to get her rights back?
No, you'll be able to. Yeah, when 1776 comes back into play, she'll be actually a sovereign. All of those civil laws and mm-hmm. constitutional laws will actually change, and the courts now are functioning under the crown law, which is corporate law. And
right.
As soon as we actually go into disclosure and they make the announcement, which will happen, and when it does, it'll be a very brief time, then basically all of those old laws are null and void.
Okay, Keith, and then Dan.
Oh. Yeah, so I have a question about the Astro Wallet.
All right, I just seen it today, so I might be able to help you. And Emily's on here right now. She could probably help you even more. And I think it's a good thing, so go ahead.
I just had a simple question. I thought it was your guys' project, and I wanted to know what benefit it would help for anybody like to hold the token? Because the wallet is just seems like a regular wallet, or am I wrong about that?
Emily, you want to help him?
Sure. Yeah, you're absolutely right. The wallet is completely separate from the token. The token is more the investment into the wallet. So as an example, Scopely and APay also have, well, I can't remember if Scopely does or not, but APay definitely has their own asset. And so that's kind of like a similar thing where do you want to invest into the company versus do you want to just be a participant and use their wallet separately?
So the if I was to purchase the token, I would pretty much be buying shares in, say, said company.
Yes.
10-4. I appreciate it. Thanks, guys. Love the prayer this prior to the rest of whatever we were doing here today. So I appreciate it.
Thank you, Keith.
Thanks, Keith. And one quick thing I want to mention, I don't have a date or a time set yet for this, but I was talking to the Astronaut Foundation team earlier today, and they are going to try to get approval from their management to see if they can do some kind of, you know, quote unquote press release type of conference. And if so, then I'll make the announcement on that. And it'll most likely be in my channel, if not Whip's channel.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Next up is Robert and then Karen.
Hi guys. I'm based over here in Ireland at the moment, and there have been some regulations put in place from July onwards for the possibility of a mandate for vaccination. I'm just wondering, I mean, I'm hoping this is not going to happen, but is there a danger that if a digital ID becomes linked to the financial system, that basically if we do have digital assets that we're not going to be able to use them? Or is all of that going away? Thanks.
So all of that's going away. It's just a matter of the time frame. They may push it to the very end just to see how far they can actually push the people before they actually push back. And as we can see today, there was massive, massive crowds in so many places that have basically gathered together saying enough is enough. And these are the kinds of things that are being utilized by the White Hats to see where the people are and whether or not they are finally to the point where they've had enough with the Black Hats and the corruption from the cabal, and that they're going to take it no more. And at that point, sooner than later, we're pretty sure that what's going to happen is it's going to start actually happening around the world, but it's going to start off moving across different regions, and you'll see it actually spring up. And once it does, then it'll actually take root in other countries right alongside it. So I would say no, don't take the mandated whatever, because a mandate, all that is basically you agreeing upon someone else's wish for you to actually adhere to their bogus crap. That's what a mandate really is. If you look up what a mandate is, it's a request for someone to comply to. And if you choose not to comply, then that mandate is null and void. Look up the actual definition of a mandate. Okay? And I would definitely just stick to your guns, stay away from it, and the digital ID, all that kind of stuff was all a part of their plan, but that plan has been nixed.
Okay, Karen, you're next, and then M will be after Karen.
Okay, just want to say divine love and gratitude to all of you, Captain Kyle, sir, for what you do, and the Alliance and all of your incredible troops, so to speak, who are working behind the scenes. And my question, sir, is that I'm a beginner, I'm a novice, and last year I followed, God bless, Whiplash 347 and his group, and worked on Lobster, downloaded it, and tried so hard. And no matter, I mean, my husband and I have outstanding credit. We have 4 different credit cards, Visa, MasterCard. No matter what we did, no matter how many credit cards, and one completely agreed that they would accept crypto, digital currency. We tried XLM first to attempt to, you know, trade through Lobster. And bottom line is we constantly got turned down due to our credit card saying that they won't allow you to buy digital currency. And honestly, we tried and tried, and finally we ended up at Coinbase and went through some algo and doggy and, you know, XLM, and then moved it over to the hard ledger. And this, we got it off of Coinbase, but bottom line is I've worked so hard, I've written Lobster so many times, and in the end, that was it. They just kept coming back. It's almost robotic that, nope, your credit card company won't allow it. And I've confirmed that they do. So what do you think? I'll shut up now.
No, it's okay. I mean, I understand, and I feel your frustration, but it is a basic all for one that all of the credit card companies and the bank cards, they have all actually know that the digital assets are their death, and they are doing everything that they can to prolong their lives. That's all they're doing. And so I've done it, I can't tell you how many times, where I've actually used my bank card, go on there, it gets denied, and I have to call the bank and have them force a one-time payment through my bank card and get it funded. And it happens every single time. And it's coming through Visa. It's not actually through the bank. It's not through the bank card itself. It's actually through Visa. Visa puts a stop on it and denies it immediately. So there are other ways to do it through, like, CoinFlip. ATMs, where you can actually load from your card directly to your Lobster account from those ATMs. And all you have to do is go into coinflip.tech and then search for one that's closest to you. I have about 5 of them within probably, I don't know, 15 minutes of where I live. So I could actually drive to one of those. And actually, I believe you can do up to $900 at any given transaction, which, I mean, I never did more than about 350 at any given time. And myself personally, I've got about 25, maybe 3 grand totally invested in digital assets. That's it.
Yeah.
So my thing is that if you can do it, and you can do it on a minimal amount of money with a very, very good return, then I should be trying to actually exercise the same restraint as I'm asking other people to do the same thing. And if they choose not to, and they want to get all freaked out because they've got $25,000 at risk, well, you do the same thing when you buy stocks or you do anything else. So the thing with that is that do what is best and right for you and what you feel comfortable in doing. But there's many ways that you can do that. And you can actually buy on, a lot of people use their PayPal and fund it in cash. Use Coinbase to actually purchase it, because if you use PayPal and use it from your cash that you've actually uploaded to PayPal, then there's no hold on it. You can purchase it, and then you can move it right off of Coinbase, either into a wallet, or you can move it into Lobster and your Lobster wallet. So either way, you're good.
Yes, sir. So you can move it. Could we move it from Ledger back to Coinbase over to Lobster, sir? I mean, is that possible? Okay, and we're doing exactly that, sir. Gosh, again, much gratitude, divine gratitude to you guys. That's it.
You don't have to go move it back to Coinbase. You can move it right from your Ledger to your Lobster address.
Oh my goodness.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you so much, guys.
Karen, I want to add to that. You can move XRP and XLM into Lobster, but you can't move Dogecoin because Dogecoin's on the Flare network. So it's
Yes. Just keep that in your wallet.
And the second thing is Captain Kyle mentioned CoinFlip. There's also a secondary company called CoinCloud, in case some people have access to that instead.
All good information for everybody to take into account.
Okay. Next up would be M, and then Dan. I'm sorry, Dan. You went to the bottom, and I missed you. So you'll be after M.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
Hi. I just have a couple of questions regarding the RV. Listening to some different people and their views. Is there any updates regarding the Zim note and also the 1 million Boulevard?
So I'm not really sure about the Boulevard. I know that the Zim, they had already agreed on the Zim, the bond of 2008. They're not going to renege on it. That was what they were proposing all of the humanitarian projects on as well. I think that the individuals that are out there questioning it and causing some discord basically are using it as a means for clickbait to keep information coming back to their source. So they're not going to go and yank the rug out from under everyone that has been understanding that the Zim of 2008 bonds are not going to be used for humanitarian projects. They
okay,
will be.
That's great. And do you know the rate on the Boulevard at all or not?
No. And nobody's going to know those rates until you actually go into your actual appointment. The reason being is that when you go to your appointment, you're going to have to sign an NDA, and that's going to be completely hush, everybody. So nobody's going to be able to talk about it. You're not going to want to talk about it to nobody. And whatever rates you get, that is the rate that you're going to get. And so everybody that leaves there will be pleased with the currencies that were exchanged.
Okay, Dan, you're unmuted, and then Janet.
Thank you very much, Kyle. I appreciate your effort and everything that you're doing. My question has to do with the RV and I've heard that the Boulevard 2020 note, they put the 6 zeros back on it. Is that true?
From what I've heard, that yes, they have. But I can't confirm it or deny it either way. So I think that's going to be one of those things that we just find out whenever we get into the actual RV and be able to go in and exchange for our notes. They're keeping it completely hush-hush. So if anybody's talking specifically about numbers, they have no idea what they're talking about because the people that are in charge of it are not telling anybody, period. And they're not going to.
Thank you, sir. God bless you.
Yep.
Hey, Janet. And then.
Okay.
Go ahead, Janet.
Okay. Real quick question. I had XRP and I bought it off of Apple. And then I got one of those, little things that you put everything onto. It's one, I don't know what they call it. It's a little thing that you buy. It's like a little, not called a lobster. It's like you
Ledger Nano, I think you're talking about.
Yes, a Ledger Nano. Yeah, and I put it on there. I put the money that I bought on, from Uphold onto there, and I just have left it there. Is that what I should do, is just leave it there and leave it to where I need it to be, right there?
Yep.
Okay, don't touch anything. Just leave it there. Go on with my life and just forget about it.
That's right. You're all good.
Okay, forget about it. Okay, all right. I'm just making sure I wasn't supposed to do anything from that point. So, okay, so that's not something I bring into my RV or anything. That's separate from the currency, right?
Completely a different matter, completely okay. 110% different.
Okay. Awesome.
That is your digital assets that have nothing to do with the currency assets that are involved in the RV.
Okay. Another thing is, I didn't know if I should bring this up here. Do you guys know about those people on those channels going around and saying bad things about Whiplash and Emily and everybody? Do you guys know what's going on there?
I would have to say that the people that are actually causing confusion and chaos are doing what they can to actually cause people to either panic sell or cause just confusion and cause people to be in doubt and either sell what they've done, not actually get involved in it, or actually turn away from it altogether. And from what we're finding out, and I'm not going to speak about anybody in particular because that's not my role, is that a lot of these individuals, I know some of them, and I have some things on some of them, which the thing with that is that they actually are tied to the stock market and how the stock market performs. And in doing so, if the stock market crashes and goes away, they're not going to be sitting very pretty in the long run with what they've been doing.
Okay. Well, I didn't believe it. I trusted you, Captain Kyle, and Whip. I've been following Whip for a long time. I'm just not really good on XRP and all that. So that's why I just did 300. I had someone help me. I've bought in currency. I've bought in silver. I've just tried to stay well-rounded, and I trust you guys. I didn't feel that way. I just didn't know if you heard all the bad things that they've been saying about you guys. That's all I was asking for.
And I've made an acknowledgement of it one time. I made a post about it, and that's all I'm going to do, because it's kind of like getting in a dispute with somebody that, in my opinion, does not matter. They're going to live with the consequences of what they do, and I'm going to live with the consequences that I do, and I'm okay with that, because all I want to do is help people.
Today was the first time I read it. Right. Today was the first time I read it, and that was it. And I actually left the channel. I left the channel after that when I heard that. So that's why I just wanted to ask. Okay. You do
thank
great.
You.
You actually give me a lot of peace every time I listen to you. Thank you.
Well, thank you very much.
Okay. We're having a couple of problems. I have people DMing me saying they can't hear, as well as I only see about 20 people and no hands raised.
I see there are 5 hands raised. I'm not sure if you can see the same names. I see Grace, Donna, Crypto, Rodster, Ross Frazier.
No, I don't see them. Do you see them, Captain Kyle? Kyle?
Yeah, Grace, you can go ahead and unmute yourself. I unmuted you.
Okay, because I don't see them. I'm going to try to go out and come back in.
Okay. Grace, I've unmuted you. You can actually unmute yourself and ask the question.
Yes, hi, Captain Cal, can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Hi, thank you so much for all that you're doing. And I'm like the lady that just spoke. I see, you know, things that aren't very kind. And I'm trusting in God's discernment that he's given me. And I'm using my own judgment. And I want to thank you for all you're doing. And again, I'm staying well-rounded and just trying to diversify and live through this moment and pray a lot. But my question, so with the sovereign gold bonds and the Indus, I know you have to I've read that you have to register on, I think it's KYC. Please forgive me. I'm speaking, you know, I'm trying to learn and grow as I go and listening to you much I can and reading as much as I can, but I have four boys and we own two businesses, so I'm a busy person, as we all are. So I've tried to go to web link to register. It says you have to register each wallet that you own Indus or the Sovereign Gold Bonds with. But when I go there, it's like this weird site where you are creating a website, which I know is wrong, but that's the link I have. So can you help me with that part? Is that true? Do I need to register if I have those?
So yes, you're supposed to register with the KYC for your wallet. And you, once you register it, you'll only register that wallet one time. You don't register it multiple times. Now, if you have multiple wallets, then each one you have to register, but only one time. But when you go to like the link, each one takes you to that to register. Do you know anything, Emily, about the issues that they've been having with KYC?
So both of them were pointing to Wix websites, which are being used for the sting operation. What a lot of people didn't realize, and that's part of, you know, some of the FUD flying around, is that the military was using the website specifically as a sting operation, because in the background, they're testing out all the DDoS attacks on them. So the websites have been taken down temporarily. I'm not sure if the exact same link will come up back up or if there's going to be a new link in the future. We're basically just waiting for more updates on that. So in the meantime, don't worry about the KYC. When it comes back, whatever the procedures are, then we'll be sure to post them for everyone to follow.
So I kind of had an inkling that this was kind of taking place, just because of the fact that this was the standard in which the Protocol 17 and 18 actually set up for the organizational takedown of criminal elements. And so with that taking place, Trump and the Patriots have all done such an incredible job on people freely and willingly giving their information over to them to actually run background checks and to actually do investigations on people. And that's all been a part of how people have given that information over to them, so that they could be tested to find out whether they're doing what's good, bad, or indifferent. And so that just, you know, with what Emily was saying, just confirms to me that those things were actually taking place. So I wouldn't worry about it until basically everything goes into Protocol 19. And at that point, the takedown of the corrupt coins, corrupt entities, and the corrupt individuals, because it's even individuals, that once that actually takes place and it frees up the entire market to actual real assets and none of the duplicate, fake, and manipulated ones, then everything is going to start to change, and change relatively quickly once Protocol 19 actually gets fully implemented. And by the way, they were testing it today.
Okay, Robert. Robert, you're unmuted.
Hi. Just on the, thanks for all the very useful information, and to Emily as well. Just wondering, I looked at germany.indus.exchange and Sweden and Ireland, and I couldn't find US.indus.exchange. But anyway, I bought some assets on those Indus exchange domains. I haven't yet been able to figure out how to bid on something that hasn't opened yet, or that's not even, you know, that the domain hasn't been registered yet to Lobster. If you could talk about that, but also just in relation to, you know, for somebody that doesn't have a huge amount of time, reasonably tech savvy, but not massively so. I've bought some crypto, I put it onto a Ledger Nano, and I've bought some of these assets, these digital assets, on the various Indus exchanges and Swiss custody. Are those Indus exchanges pretty reliable in terms of, or is there a chance that even on those that a good chunk of them are going to go away? That's my question. Forgive me. Thanks.
Emily, I'll let you go first and then I'll back up wherever you leave off. Because I think that if they've been put out onto the, I think that most of them have been put out there as far as on the Indus exchange as well as the Swiss custody. There are some that have leaked onto there that are duplicates. They've been, we've put out stuff showing which ones they are. And if you actually go through and you look on and do the research on the ones that were placed on there through, Whiplash has done a really good job of putting some of these out there. And Emily has too. I don't have as much time to be able to do that, but I've gone through and looked at them. And there are duplicates. If you stick to the list and the specifics of the list, then it's kind of hard to go wrong in purchasing them, not for the day trading and for what they're doing day to day, but actually going into after they go through protocol 19 and 20 and they're on beyond. So, Emily?
Well, I guess you said most of what I was going to say, Captain Kyle.
you have a better way of talking about the actual terminology for the markets and how they actually work with that than I do. I've got a little bit different knack for that, you know, what I deal with. But you talk much more about understanding the exchanges and kind of how they're linked onto there. And I think the TOML address and some of the other things that I have a hard time with, but that's just me. Everybody else does too, and I'm okay with that.
Okay. Sure. So the simple, I guess, organizational structure of it is the quantum-system.finance assets, the one continent, and then they're going to oversee this dash tokens with an S dot, which are obviously CBDCs, but they also tie all the different Indus exchange domains. And there's a huge variety. I'm sure you've seen the full list of the domains. So there's a couple different things. The first one is if it's, as an example, an Indus dot something or something more generic like a commodities dot Indus dot exchange, then these are going to be managed by the global environment. Versus if you have one that's a country-specific one, for instance, us.indus.exchange. So anyone that has a country's name in there, they're going to eventually, but at some point in the future, the ones that are sitting on the country's domains will decouple from the global scheme, and therefore all the countries will be monitoring it themselves. So that accounts for a lot of the quote-unquote duplicate assets. So for instance, like, you might notice, you know, Tesla, Honeywell, some of the agricultural ones, you're going to find them in multiple different domains because they serve different purposes. And then kind of hit on if you have the same domain and multiple assets on there as well. So there are basically two things that we do. The first one is when we are looking to validate an asset, the first thing that
Kyle, I'm getting a lot of messages that people cannot hear Emily, and I'm still at to where I can't see people. So,
Emily, you're cutting in and out a little bit, and I was missing you as well. So, maybe go out and come back in, and see if that helps.
Sorry, Captain Kyle, my internet's been glitching all afternoon. Maybe what I'll do is I'll make a post on it and then I'll send it to you. That way at least we can still get the information out there.
That'd be great.
Okay, thank you guys.
All right, and you said you can't see anybody, Kelly?
Right, possibly if they could send me their questions or if you see people.
Yeah, I do. I see Donna.
And I see M still has his hand raised.
I see M, but there's no hand raised. So
I can't, it's not letting me allow people to speak. Crypto, there you go. I got Crypto Register. You can unmute yourself.
Hello, yes, Captain Kyle, thank you very much for everything that you do. Appreciate everything that you guys do. Emily, you too, absolutely fabulous. You know, sessions that you guys have, the calls and all the interviews that you guys have done, absolutely fantastic. A lot of information. I've only been listening to you guys for a couple of months now, and I've been involved with Lobster, picked it up, and been, you know, went nuts at first, but then pulled the reins a little bit. And you know, you get carried away when you see sometimes, you know, this being so cheap, and you know, so kind of controlled myself a little bit. At this point, I'm into XLM and XRP and everything else, but I had a few questions. Captain Kyle, if you can explain about the tokenization after the event. So let's say if there's 100 trillion tokens and only 10 trillion sell or are purchased by people, what happens to the rest of the tokens after the event? And then I also had another question about the email functionality. Is Gmail going to be safe? Or should I go to Proton Mail? But then once I switch mail, then I'm going to have to switch everything over, my two-factor authentication, Lobster, everything. And that's going to be a big hassle. So I'm just wondering if the white hats would take over Gmail and keep it going after the event. And the last question I would say is the 50 trillion ZIMs. You know, I purchased a few of them. And I'm wondering if that's going to be allowed for projects and if there's any tutorials for projects, so we can actually create our projects and create them correctly. So I appreciate everything you guys do again. And I'm sorry I asked so many questions, but you know, I've tried to raise my hand several times in other chats with you guys. But every time, you know, I've been there for 2 hours and never had a chance to speak. So I got lucky today, and I appreciate you guys taking my call.
It's all good. So the tokens that basically are not sold won't go away. They're still going to be in as whenever we go to the other side, because those opportunities are going to still be available to the people. Because Stellar will become the new stock market. And once that new stock market actually comes into play, which Whip has posted a lot about it, I've posted a lot about it, and this has actually started to come into fruition, and it was being discussed as early as 2015. So that will move into the new realm. And so once that does, they'll actually, the pricing and the index and all that kind of stuff will all be worked out once everything moves and gets changed. So I wouldn't worry about any of that part of it. Now, as far as the ZIMs and with that, the projects are still going to be there, humanitarian projects. And if you want to get involved with one but do not have one, that's not going to say that when you go into your appointment that you actually have, that they'll be able to say, sorry, you weren't prepared. You're not going to be able to do a project. No, that's not how it works. There's going to be all kinds of projects that they will be able to have that you will be able to either sign on to or actually get involved with. And that will all be accounted for and allotted whenever you go into your appointment. All those things will be able to be worked out. You will be able to have access to actual wealth managers and projects people on the other side that have already been trained and already been developed in the QFS, as well as a trust on the other side. So if you put a trust together on this side, then most likely all of that language is not going to be any good because it's not used with quantum grammar. So don't worry about it. Go in on your appointment. You're still going to be able to do everything that you wanted to do. And I wouldn't worry about that. Now the 800, the email, that situation, I completely know that the systems that are out there, they're not going to just crash and get rid of a bazillion emails all over the planet that they're not going to be able to be accessible. Whether they reroute them into a new system is what my understanding is how they're going to do. But what they're going to use is the old structure, but move it into a safe, usable environment that you're already linked into and actually plug you into the new system. So don't worry about your email. That's the least thing that you're going to have to worry about whenever all this starts happening. So perfect. Don't worry about
perfect.
It.
Perfect. Sounds great. Thank you so much for the information. And the other thing I had was, you know, I have a, you know, everyone's got a project. Everyone's got a feel for things that they want to do. I have a business and I take care of the elderly. It's a home care agency that I run. And I also have a transportation business for the elderly and the disabled. And, you know, you transport people for dialysis and things like that. So I do not have a project. I know, you know, I watched some YouTube channels and they've mentioned something about creating a project book and everything has to be created correctly. I don't have that.
No,
you know?
No. Wait, you don't have to worry about that.
Okay. In a minute. Okay. So I just want to add to this. I don't know if you guys can hear me or not.
Yes, we can, Emily.
Okay, perfect. So the first thing is I agree with Kat McCall. They're going to find a way to merge all the emails over. I definitely would not worry about having a Gmail account because I know that many of the White Hat groups are themselves using Gmail and Google Forms. So if it's good enough for them, it's good enough for me. Just like with Telegram, we've all been told that Telegram will be going away. And now today with the Astro Wallet, well, that's another White Hat group. So the fact that they're figuring out how to program a bot to connect your wallet into Telegram tells me that at somehow or some way, they're going to save Telegram and maybe fix it up a little bit at the same time, or they'll find a way to merge into whatever the next thing is afterwards. And the last thing I want to mention really quickly is if you do want to make your own project and you don't really know how to get started with creating a proposal, in my channel, we have done a whole series of calls on teaching people how to strategize and take their idea from creation into proposal phase with budgets and timelines as well. So we have a couple different calls and all the calls can be found both in my Telegram channel and also in our YouTube channel as well. And the link to the YouTube channel is in my posts. So that's all I wanted to add. And I got to hop off the call, but thank you so much for having me, Captain Kyle.
Yes, very much so. Thank you for being here. Appreciate what you do. Just keep doing what you do. Don't listen to the noise. That's all it is, noise. And don't get involved in it.
100%.
All right. Thanks, Emily.
Okay. Next up, we have Adaja, then M, and then Ross. You're all three unmuted.
Hello. Thank you guys for what you're doing. I really appreciate it. I got a couple of questions here. In my lobster is probably for Emily, and I can't hear Emily when she talks. I can hear Captain Kyle just fine, and I can hear you.
Kelly,
the woman.
Kelly.
Yes, I can hear you fine, but I just can't hear Emily. And this question is for Emily, I think. In my lobster account, I have 55 octal in there, and I am not able to load any of my pending payments into the Aqua. I don't have that band at the top of my screen. I don't know if there's something that I need to do or why I can't do that.
So I think what's happened is that either you have too many actual trust lines for how much actual XLM that you still have in your actual wallet. Mine is like that as well right now, because I think I only have like 30 XLM and I've got too many truss lines, because each truss line takes up a half of XLM. And then also, whenever you go to do the convert, it actually takes a few of the XLM when it's doing it to convert, and it actually holds them until after it's converted, and then it gives them right back to you. So mine, because I only have the 33 XLM and I got too many truss lines and I've tried to do the conversion, it's not letting me do it right now. So I'm not too worried about it.
I have a few thousand of the XLM, yeah, so I have a lot of XLM. That.
I can answer that. You need to go into the App Store, even though it's not asking for an update. Go into the App Store and update it, because if it's if you're not seeing it, that means it's not updated.
Update my lobster?
Yes, go into the App Store and look for the lobster app, and then you'll see a little thing that'll say update, and then just tap into it and update your app, and then you'll see the lobster or the aqua conversion.
Okay, very cool. And I have another question. I have a lot of Swiss custody, SwissCustody.org, and I think that's just closed out. Has that converted? Are we just using the Swiss custody that is holding the SGB, or is that going to be active again? I don't understand why that just kind of gone away.
I'm not sure on that right there. Let me ask that question to either I get a hold to Whip, or I can ask Emily and find out, and then I'll try to post it to my channel.
Okay, it's kind of strange because it's like it's just closed, you know. So my sister and I both were wondering what happened there. So
Daja, I have that also. When you mean closed, are you just not seeing when you tap into it, you just see like a flat line?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it might say it's closed. It might say closed too.
Okay. Now underneath, like when all your assets are listed, do you see it, and do you see a value?
Yeah, I think it says 30 cents, something like that. Uh-huh.
Okay. So that's not closed. It just doesn't, it has not accrued like a value. But if you were to put in a trade, if you hit trade and then go up top and hit that little circle to flip it, it'll show you the values up and down.
Okay, so it's still going to be active then, huh?
Do you want to try it right now while we're speaking so you can see what I mean?
No, I don't have it open, so it might take me a little while. I don't want to take up your time.
But, okay, if you click into the asset and then hit trade, and then up top where it says XLM and SGB, I think it is, you just click those little arrows to switch them, and then you'll see the graph of the values going up and down.
Okay. All right. Well, I just thought maybe it was closed or something. I just didn't understand.
No.
Okay. All righty then.
Yeah, thank you guys heard very of that, much. So that's why I didn't understand what you were asking. Yeah, okay, I don't look at all my stuff very often. I just leave it there.
Me too. I'm just holding everything. It just, you know, they had said that the Swiss custody was like closed down or something, and so I went in there, and it looks like it might have been closed. I'm not sure. I don't think so. Oh, okay, thank you guys.
Okay, thank you. And check out, like I said, just click into trade, flip those over, and you'll see it. Okay.
Okay, I'm going to update my lobster app also.
Yes, do that. Yes.
Thank you.
Yes, you're welcome. M and then Ross.
Hi, sorry, I got cut off before. I just have two more really quick questions. I have my XLM and XRP in Exodus. Is that safe, or do I need to put them on a ledger or like a decent wallet?
No, Exodus is fine. That's one of the basic hot wallets that have been recommended. I use the Zoom. Either one of them are absolutely perfect to use, so I wouldn't worry about a thing.
Okay, perfect. And just last, the redemption center, they are going to be in the UK. I don't need to fly anywhere.
No, every redemption center will be less than 50 miles from anybody on the planet.
Okay, that's perfect. Thank you very much for your help. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Ross.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Good, good. Hey, thanks for everything. Big fans of everybody. Two quick things from the person two calls ago. I think she was talking about Aqua and how to convert. She wasn't seeing something. And I don't know if that was answered because I've been a little spotty here, but you cannot do any conversions to Aqua on the crap coins on the desktop. You have to do it on your mobile. That's where you have to do it. You will not see it on the desktop. Does that make sense? Have you seen that?
I have not. I do not use the desktop and never have. So
yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, that's the situation. On the desktop, you cannot convert to Aqua all the BS coins, all the stuff that's fake, but you have to do it on your mobile. That's where you do it.
Oh, well, thanks for the information.
Because that's what I did and figured that out like 2 days ago. I'm like, where the heck is this conversion to Aqua? I couldn't figure it out till I started reading. Someone answered it somewhere out there in the message land. You have to do it off the mobile.
Well, thank you very much for that information.
So I think that will help everybody who's struggling with the desktop. So that's one thing. I hope it helps. Second thing. And if you've already said something about this, I apologize. Like I said, I've had bad connection. So about 2 days ago, just by luck, and I thought he was on our team. I don't know. Nick's Intel. At the 45-minute mark of one of his Telegram YouTube things, someone called in and was talking specifically about the assets like an Amazon, a Walmart, a Home Depot that are considered stocks or undeclared whatever they are. And he said those are, I'm just telling you what he said. Like I said, I thought he was part of the good guys with us. He said that is complete BS. That you cannot trade those, and they're not part of. He was saying basically just XLM and XRP are on Lobster, and I understand he doesn't really know crypto. He sounds like more of a currency guy. But how about the question about the stock stuff? That's the one that's bugging me.
I haven't heard what he said. Most of the information he's gotten from Lobster, and you can validate this with Kelly. I've had all these talks with him for a long time. That most of the information that he's learned from the RV conversion, that being through the actual digital assets, that's how the funding is going to be made. That's how the coins are being made, the digital assets by the gold and the silver back from the XRP and the XLM, how that those are all intricate to the cross-country border transactions. All of that information first came from me. From me and him talking, I allowed him to talk to his people as he never had these conversations with me. It did not matter as long as he was presenting the information out to the people. That's really all that mattered to me and still does. Sometimes he gets a little off base on how he's explaining some things, but he's still trying to help a lot of individuals. And so as far as the information he's given, majority of it is very good. Now, as far as some of the banking information and how that people have to go through their appointments and that kind of stuff, is I haven't shared a lot of that information with him, and I've not shared it with anybody else.
Well once again, I'm not into the currency, the appointments. I'm strictly asking about if you're buying, again, Amazon, the company, the Home Depot, and right. you're in the right exchange based on all the good stuff you guys put out, is that a legitimate, quote, asset to buy? He basically said stocks are not an asset on Lobster and is basically not the real deal. I mean, that's basically okay, what he said.
Right. And so I have those, and I have every one of them, and I've showed my wallet out many times on what assets I actually own. And I do own.
No, I know you Amazon have Tesla stock, and a few others, right.
And I own Amazon, I own right. Walmart, I own all right. of those assets, which are going to be the assets that are going to be put back onto the new stock exchange, which is going to be through Stellar,
right,
as
right.
stocks through the digital assets.
And oh, I yes, believe you, but why is he coming out and saying what he said? I don't get that.
Because he does not know. He does not know.
The right, so that learned, sounds so weird.
Learned does a lot of things from so in the beginning.
Yeah, no, I got it. It's just I thought he was on the same path with everybody, like you, Emily, Whip, and Tim, and then he's like
he has been, but he's been very guarded with the RV people, and uh-huh. he takes a lot of flack from the RV people because those individuals are not very trusting of government finances and things that are of the digital world, and so uh-huh. he's pulled back from those things and basically stuck to the Stellar, the Lobster account, and then also the XRP and XLM, because those are the top tier of everything, but that has nothing to do with the true wealth transfer. And right. he's sticking to the RV information and only because I have reached out to him to help him with those other things.
Yeah.
And he's refused it. And so
well, he should just say he doesn't know. He should yeah. say he doesn't well, know rather than basically calling out you guys without saying your name, you know?
Yep. I'm okay with it. Like I said, he will deal with the consequences of misleading or misguiding people.
No, I got
you. And that's how it's going to be.
Well, listen, so, yeah. I got you. It was just kind of bizarre to hear that. I thought he was kind of, you know, with you guys and seemed like he turned on you, you know, but
well,
that's his problem.
He's just stuck to what he knows.
Yeah,
that's
right.
The RV side.
I got you. I got you.
Okay.
Well, once again, guys, thanks for everything you do, and have a great rest of the night.
Thank you. I appreciate you.
All right, guys. See you.
Ross. Okay. Next up is Dee Mesner. You're unmuted.
Hey, guys. Thanks again, Captain Kyle, for everything you're doing, and Kelly and Emily, who I think popped off. My question is regarding Protocol 19. I'm seeing the post now that there's going to be a vote on June 8th and something about Snowden speaking too. So before we were talking about it could happen sooner. I'm assuming now the earliest it could happen is June 8th when the vote happens. So that's kind of my question there. And I've never really been clear, is Protocol 19 when we start seeing some of these assets moon, or do we have to wait till 20? Thank you.
So you're going to start seeing some of the assets actually start to go to the moon before Protocol 20 actually comes into place. But there's going to be a transition period, whether it's right before or right after actual Protocol 19 comes into place. My opinion is it's going to come right after Protocol 19 comes into place, when they pull everything and there goes a huge crash within the entire system. And then basically everything comes back up on the other side. And once that actually happens, then you eliminated all of the fraudulent tokens, all the fraudulent coins, removed all those individuals. And from my understanding is that that's when there's going to be a lot of arrests take place publicly. So whether it's you know, early June, middle June. June the 21st is the real hard deadline for Protocol 19 to be implemented. So if it's, you know, the 8th, after the 8th, before the 8th. So they put out this information not only to confuse the individuals that are out there that are performing and doing things that they shouldn't be, to think that they have some cover, but that doesn't necessarily mean that that's when it really is. They could actually implement Protocol 19 tomorrow. So it was actually
why is there a vote now, then?
Excuse me?
Yeah, I've definitely heard the June 21st date quite a bit of times, and just like Q states, you know, no dates are going to be televised, so I understand that. But why is there a vote now? I guess I didn't think that was part of the process. I thought they were just going to implement it.
It will be implemented. And so, like I said, I believe that all of that is just a cover for how it's being implemented and why.
Okay.
So nobody needs anybody's permission to implement Protocol 19. Nobody has to vote on Protocol 19 for it to be implemented. The military is actually fully in control of everything. Okay. And not just our military, but the military alliance worldwide.
Right. So would you say the flip would be 19 or 20 when we talk about the flip, 3-day darkness, 10-day, you know?
I'm thinking it's going to be sometime right after 19 is implemented.
Okay, cool. Thanks for everything. God bless.
Thank you.
Okay, I had a, a DM that said, please have Captain Kyle finish his thought on the redemption process. I don't know where you left off.
No, I know what they're wanting is. So there's going to be some things that take place within the redemption that is going to be individually and personalized to you specifically within that RV. That's why the NDA is going to be actually signed. And I don't really want to talk about that right now because it's going to upset some people and other people maybe not. So I really don't want to talk about it. And I'm not trying to string people along because I hate that more than anything. Come back and I haven't given you the information. This is one of those kind of things that I'm not going to say ever as far as it goes because it's going to be personalized to you when you go into the actual redemption center. That is the whole purpose for the NDA that you will be signing. And my understanding is that that NDA will supersede and go out further than the NDAs that are basically all of them that are out there right now will expire on September the 11th this year. All NDAs that are out there. All of them, they all expire, but the ones that are going to be brought up during each individual redemption center, I believe I've kind of gotten this through conversations with some individuals that they may last as long from 2 to 5 years on your individual redemption center appointment information. So I've talked to a couple of people about it offline, and I do not want to put that kind of information out there, and I'm not going to. So it's going to be a beautiful and wonderful event for everyone that participates. God knows what's best for you and what's going to be beneficial to you in your world, and nothing's going to stop that. So I just want you to understand that it's still going to be, no matter what takes place, a incredible blessing that is going to be off the chain. So just remember that. That's all I'm going to say about it.
Okay, Captain, do you see an R, a person by the name of RYU has a, I think it looks like kind of a monster bird flying as a avatar? Because they're DMing, I can't see them to unmute them. RYU.
No, I do not.
Okay, no. And maybe people can DM me for their questions or try going out of the chat and coming back in because I don't see any hands raised.
And I only see one, and I've tried to unmute Donna over and over again, and it says that you can speak, but try unmuting yourself, Donna. I know that I've tried many times to unmute you. Oh, we just have all this technical stuff on this side not working. It's going to be great when we get to the other side of the QFS and quantum computers, and this stuff won't be anymore.
Okay, so this fellow that had asked about you finishing your thought, he said, is the value of the currencies going to be the same for everyone? No negotiations? ?
Okay, so you're going to try to get a little bit more out of me. There will be no negotiations. There will be no negotiations. And the price in which you get will be the price in which you get. There will be no negotiations. And it will be above and beyond anything you could ever imagine financially as a blessing, period. And I'm just not going to say anything else about it. I don't want to, because it'll cause people to have issues, and I don't want to do that. I'm not gonna. It's going to be a beautiful thing, so let it be.
The next question is, any info on Q phones?
So the Q phone is your quantum device. It's where the Q comes from. It's quantum, so the Q phone comes from that. But there won't be just Q phones. There'll be Q wearables. There's Q like tablets, different things. But what people don't understand is it's not like the technology of today. It's actually a quantum device that does not operate like your normal computers do today. So the quantum is linked to not having like a hard drive and like a processor like what we're accustomed to. It works in a completely different capacity. It works from not just a trying to think of the word real quick. System is not in a, there's a specific word, I'm drawing a blank right now, I'm having a senior moment, to where like your normal computer operates off, it's binary, there we go. All right, your normal computer is binary. Well, it's actually what is considered to be trinary. It doesn't operate just on ones and zeros. So it will be something that will be able to give you a three-dimensional experience that is not possible through a binary system, but it's also the capabilities of it are beyond your imagination. You don't just control it by putting your inputs in through your fingers. It also has emotional inputs. It also has thought inputs on how these devices actually function. So there's been a lot of information out there from the let's just say the UFO industry that when they first discovered these and they first actually accessed them, there were no knobs and there were no buttons inside the place where they actually operated and how they actually controlled their ships. That is how the quantum functions. It actually functions and is linked and tuned to your own biometrics, and how you function are going to be linked into the system. This is not some kind of crazy new technology. I've made a post about your DNA and how the DNA actually is, they could actually weaponize it and they could actually target you specifically through your own frequencies that your body actually makes. And so you could be tracked as an individual from anywhere on the planet as long as they had your DNA. Because that DNA can be fed through a supercomputer, and through that supercomputer, it could actually pinpoint your specific actual frequency that your DNA is actually putting off, and it could track you to your exact spot. It could track you anywhere and everywhere that you went, no matter where you are. But it also had the ability to have downloadable information directly to you by that same frequency bombarding you. The CIA and some really bad people have been developing this technology for a very long time. If you go and you look on my website, I mean on my channel, I think I posted something about it yesterday, and it was an incredible article and a incredible post by Lisa B. And it talks about how all of that stuff is actually interconnected. So it's going to be incredible, and it's going to be new, and it's going to be something that is not going to be very difficult to learn, because it's based off of you and how you function and how you actually think and operate as an individual. So the phones, if you were to sit there and say that, you know, you were wanting to go to a specific site or wanted to see something, and all you had to do is think about it, and then it went there, that's where we're going. So it's not going to be difficult for you to figure it out when all you have to do is think about things. So, but because of that technology is so dangerous, if it was to be used in the wrong hands, that's why it was so important that all of this corruption, all of these criminals and everything be taken down, taken out of the way before it could be released out into the world and then guarded by the Space Force and the Guardians.
Okay, God is light. You're unmuted.
Yes, hi. I have a question regarding RV. I'm new into this space, and I heard a lot about RV, but I don't know what that is, how I can invest, and can you give me an explanation how I can help others once I understand it?
Yes, actually, so there are currencies that are the dinar. Dinar that you can purchase or you can get them from a currency exchange, like at your airport or a currency exchange wherever you live at. Those are going to be currencies that are going to RV meaning revalue, and when they revalue, they're going to be worth what the currency rate is whenever they do the exchange on those. The you have the dong. There's several different ones. You have the Zim bond, which is a 2008 Zim bond. So myself personally, I've not been someone that got too heavily involved in the currency. I have friends that have been a part of the currency exchange for 20 plus years. And they are heavily, heavily invested in it. And they are also a part of the internet group, which is the tier 4B internet group. And you can also purchase those on eBay through a credible currency dealer, meaning that a credible currency dealer will actually be selling you actual currency that is a part of the exchange. Once they actually do the announcement that the RV is actually going into effect, all those currencies, you won't be able to purchase them anymore. So if you want to be a part of that RV world, then get the Denong, get the Zim or the Dinar, and purchase them, register on the internet for the tier 4B groups, and then wait for you to actually get your email or the 800 number for them, you to call back in whenever it's actually calls for your appointment. Set your appointment, come in and do your exchange. It's as simple as that. So it's all a matter of whether or not that's something that you feel that you're being led to do. There are other ways of you know, doing the exact same thing. The RV is not going to only affect the currency, but it's also going to affect the silver market, the gold market, all of the commodities markets. It's also going to have these digital assets like XRP, XLM. All of these are all tied into the RVs.
Okay. I have a bunch of questions from DMs. So I want to start with, I'm interested in becoming a state national. It's a very long process, but will we be automatically become a state national when we go to common law? That is what I'm assuming. And will it be done with smart contracts since our courts will be getting a makeover? Thanks for all your help, Kelly, Kyle, and Emily. And I've had a couple of DMs about this subject because apparently it was just discussed on a chat, having people to do it. So this will
answer. You don't have to do it. Yeah, you do not have to do anything to change your status. Your status will be automatically changed from being a citizen to a sovereign. So that is all a part of disclosure. That's all a part of when the announcement actually gets made for Nasara and Jasara, the implementation of common law, as well as the constitutional rights that everybody will have, not just in America, but also worldwide. So you don't have to do any of that stuff. It will be done for you when all this takes place. So you have to think about what's taken kind of some time over this is decoupling all of these bad contracts with corporations, with the laws, and with all of this documentation and books that go back 100 plus years, back to 1871. All of that information, all has to be decoupled and then has to be backstopped with the new system. So that's what's been taking place. You don't have to do anything. That will be done for you as soon as, well, it's, my opinion, it's already been done for you. So you don't have to do anything. And for anybody out there telling you that you need to do that right now, is they're not in, they do not understand how this all works. Because the smart contracts, as well as the going to constitutional and common law, automatically do that immediately. Period.
Thank you,
Kyle. No more discussion.
Thank you. Okay, so a couple of people are asking about the RV process and redemption. So I can answer that. They're asking about how to register, as well as where to get the Dong, Dinar, or Zim. I have purchased mine on eBay, but I would advise that you just look for someone that has 100% feedback and read those feedbacks. They're usually, you know, reliable people that have been selling it, and they're not selling fakes because they have very good feedback. And then as far as registering, you don't have to register your currency. You just should register with your email with one of the RV sites like Dinar Detectives, or there's a couple of them, because they're, as far as I've heard, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, Kyle, there's going to be an 800 number that's going to be released when it's time. Is that correct?
That is correct. And you don't have, so whenever you purchase the actual currency, that currency is registered right then. And so are you. So you don't, you do not have to register that. That's not what you're registering. You're just registering yourself with your email, saying that I have currency and that I want to participate in the Tier 4B program. That is all that is about, nothing else. So if it, anybody's trying to get you to purchase something or get into a membership or something, get away from it, because you do not have to do that. All it's doing is registering your email so that whenever the RV actually takes place, then that email will be sent out with a 1-800 number for you to be contacted, for you to call. And in that call, basically all you're going to be doing is just validating who you are. Very simple, open sourced information, and then setting an appointment. In that appointment was when you'll actually bring your currency in for the valuation. And so there's, other than eBay, you can go get your currency exchanges or at the airports. And you also have currency exchanges inside your city if you look up currency exchange nearest you, and then call and try to find them. And you can do currency exchange, which is a legal currency exchange, like you're going to another country.
Okay. And then Ed is a retired Air Force major. And he'd like to ask, he says, I wanted to ask what his thoughts are on retirements and values for transition. What is the difference between SBI, IN.Indus.Exchange and Banking.Indus.Exchange? And then lastly, how are the families who are all in on this affected by NDA?
So, all right. So anybody that, as far as that's under NDA, will not be able to talk about it at all. But that will be very private. So say if you and your wife, basically when you go in, you and your wife will both have their, you can either have an own individual account or a joint account with whatever you're actually doing as far as with your currency exchange. Now, if you're talking about the quantum side, it's linked to each individual person by their own biometrics. So it knows who you are by who you are already. And there's no way to trick it. There's no way to change it. And so there will be opportunities. And so this is where it kind of gets gray, because like your marriage and those are all contracts under the corporation that will go away. I do believe that you still be considered a couple as far as married and under the eyes of God, but how they do that in a legal aspect under being a sovereign and an individual, I'm not really sure about that yet. The other part of that question about retirement, your retirements are 100% safe. The retirement accounts will have, they're not touchable. The White Hats made sure that they will be completely protected, because so many of the hedge fund accounts and bank accounts and those corrupt individuals linked to the stock market and everything else have been using those and manipulating them for their own benefits for a long time. And as the stock market goes away, it will appear as if the value of your 401k or your retirement account actually went to nothing, but it didn't. It actually is going to transfer over completely into your quantum account, and it's backstopped there and will have nothing to do with the crash on this side. Whether it's a day or a couple of days before you're actually able to find out that it's safe, that's kind of gray. Don't really know how long that period's going to be. I myself personally don't think that's going to be a long period of time, because that's going to create a massive amount of despair that the White Hats never wanted to do. And that means that, yes, they're probably going to crash it. It's all going to crash. It's all going to go to nothing. But then after it does, then they're going to say, look, this is their plan. This is what they had intended the whole time. But look, we've had this backstopped. It's over in these other accounts within the quantum, and it's 100% safe. And if we wouldn't have done this for you, you would have lost it all, and everybody else would too. So don't worry about that. The other part of that is, like, if you're on, like, say, Social Security or a disability, those disability and Social Security payments, from my understanding, are going to start at somewhere between $5,500 and about $6,000 a month on benefits. So everyone will be very well taken care of once we actually transition into the QFS. So I wouldn't worry too much about it. It's all being handled behind the scenes, and has been being handled for some time now. For almost 2 years, the QFS has been running in the background behind SWIFT.
Okay, next question says, can you ask Captain Kyle if there are specific denominations that are accepted? I understand they should be 2008 AA/BB. Same question for Dong, Dinar, and Bolivars. I have all, just don't know if I purchased the right ones.
So I know that the 2008 ZEMs are the bonds that were actually the bonds that they approved. Now, as far as the dinar and the dong and the bolivar, I believe that all of those currencies will exchange, but I think several of them are going to exchange at different rates, because like the newer ones versus the older ones were a different type of money. That was like a debt money, which had massive amounts of zeros on them. So they're not going to be able to go as a one-to-one, where you've got these trillion-dollar notes out there and you've got 100 of them. There's not going to be, you know, a bunch of $100 trillion notes being exchanged at one-to-one. It's just not going to happen. But what they are going to do is they're going to still exchange at a very high rate to get those off and out of the public's hand, and you will get your QFS account, you will get your funding, which will be all done by digital assets. And I mean, you're gonna be sitting pretty, so I wouldn't worry too much about it. If you've got the ones that basically are the on the approved list as far as the normal currencies, you shouldn't have an issue. The only one that was an issue was the ZIM, and which one was actually the real one, and that was the 2008 bond.
Okay, I have a fellow that has a couple questions. He says, what will happen to the people who may have drawn their stocks from the stock exchanges into physical certificate form? Is the first question.
So if you removed it into a physical certificate, it's still attached to a value that is based upon the stock market itself. And if a company's stock value goes to nothing, your certificate's not going to be worth a lot of money either, because the valuation just went to nothing. So myself personally, stocks, I actually sold all of my individual stocks, and I put those all, it's in a brokerage cash account, and it's sitting there doing absolutely nothing, but it's safe. So I didn't lose any money today with the stock market going down 400 points or any of that stuff. I didn't lose a dime because it's sitting there in cash. So if it goes to zero tomorrow, I am not losing a dime. So my cash is safe, my money is safe, because it's actually sitting in an actual brokerage account that's not linked to the actual stocks themselves. The quantum account will actually pick up that cash in that account whenever we go into the QFS for the new stock market, which will come into play sometime after the stock market crashes. Whether it's a week or 2 weeks, however long it takes for the implementation, they're not saying. But at that point, I would be able to take that cash and reinvest it into the new stock market under the new digital assets of how they're going to broker them out. And they're going to be reevaluated afterwards, because right now the stock market is basically nothing more than just a money pit for them to manipulate the company's values as well as their company's earnings. They're all in on it. It's all been one big corruption. So that's the whole thing with the stock market and why it's going away. It's completely corrupt. And right now, even the mainstream media has basically been saying for over a year that it's more than 50% of the value.
Okay, next question is, I find it difficult to explain to family about what is to come. They give you that look. I'm wondering, will there be... No, I'm giggling after as I'm reading this. I am wondering, will there be any arrest before the main event that will be shown on mainstream TV, CNN or NBC, of major black hats that we can show to our family to say, hey, look, to make them think maybe what we have been saying could be true?
So yes, there will be very influential people that are, you would have believed that they were kind of untouchables, from senators and presidents and so on and so forth, that you thought would never be perp-walked, and they're gonna perp-walk them on purpose. So you may not see them all, but you're gonna see enough really big names perp-walked on purpose that is going to validate that all of this has happened and all of it is happening. So that will happen once we go past Protocol 19 and before we go through Protocol 20. That's gonna happen. So I would say sometime between June and August that that's something that you can hang your hat on. But at that same point, every one of us has dealt with family. I've dealt with my friends, family, and so on and so forth. And the best thing to do is just encourage them that things are not right, things that are going on in the world. Stick to the things that you can actually prove that are provable, and just allow things and events to actually take place that's going to bring them into saying, oh, this might be happening, but right now it's best to not cause conflict and not cause any issues within the family, and just allow the events to wake them up, because the events are going to be what wakes people up from here on out. And then when it does and they start actually waking up, then they're going to be receptive of what you got to say. So wait until that takes place, because it will. And when it does, just be there to help receive them. The last thing you ever want to do is say, you know, I told you so, or come from that kind of perspective, because that's going to shut them down right then. And so you don't want to do that. Always be as in that, I want to still help you. And when they ask questions, when those things happen, don't approach it as in, well, I've been trying to tell you this, even though you really want to do it. Say, just agree with them and then continue the conversation out with more depth. Even though it's going to be so wanting to, like, you know, say, I told you so, or I've been trying to tell you this, stay away from that. Please stay away from that.
Okay, here's a really good question. Captain Kyle, have you heard anything about a rapture type event coming? And does Nikola Tesla have anything to do with it, i.e. time travel?
So the rapture event and everything that has to do with the Bible and Revelations has been somewhat misunderstood as well as misinterpreted, but it's been kind of laid that way on purpose. So when I say that it's been misunderstood, misinterpreted, I don't necessarily mean that it's not going to happen, just not in the way that it seems to be, the way that it was laid out. Because there's a lot of things that were intentionally left out and maneuvered within the Bible. God knew this specifically, and that's why he ended the Bible with that, if you take these blessings away, or you take anything away from this book, then I'm going to take away the blessings that it's in it for you specifically. And if you add anything to it, then I'm going to add all of these curses unto you. He knew that they were going to do this, but he also left and made sure that with the ability of the Holy Spirit, that he was able to bring to light hidden truths and hidden truths within the Bible, and also be able to expand upon them as you have a relationship with him and understanding them. So a lot of the separation is going to be that we're going to be separated, but how that actually takes place, I don't know. And I've asked my father, which is our father, specifically that those questions, and he did not and will not tell me how this is going to happen, because he wanted me to experience it just like everybody else. I've seen the other side, and the evil and the bad are none of that there. None of it. It's beautiful. There's no words that I can really explain what's coming and how long it takes for us to finally get to where he showed me, but I know that I know that I know what is coming, and there's nothing in the world that can stop it. And the separation between good and evil will be completely separated. There will be none. So I hope that helps you, but I know it leaves some questions, but it's also left questions for me that I'm going to have to walk it out and experience just like everybody else. But I know that what is coming is going to be something that's beautiful after we go through some difficult times. But once we've gone through those difficult times, the separation is going to be there. They're going to be dealt with, and they'll be dealt with permanently. Okay.
And what about the Nikola Tesla and the time travel?
So, yes, time travel has been something that Nikola Tesla actually discovered. I would say rediscovered, because he said in so many of his writings that he never invented anything. He always rediscovered something that already pre-existed and was already being had already been used before he ever rediscovered those things. So he did actually develop a means for time travel, was using it. Robert Trump, President Donald J. Trump's uncle, was a confidant of his and actually was a part of all of that as well. So if you go and you start reading about the time travels and the travels of Baron Trump, it's gonna kind of bring into light that how are they writing a thing about Baron Trump in 1900 in time travel, talking about the Baron Trump of Donald Trump's son right now. So just think about that. There's a whole series on the time travels of Trump and the family and all of that on, I think it's YouTube, but it might have gotten taken off YouTube and said maybe on BitChute or what's the other one? Oh, golly, I'm starting to get tired. You know, the one's part of Trump's thing.
Rumble. Okay.
So when I start getting tired, I start having like, that's where I start getting sad. So yes, all of this information and the time travels of Trump and all of that information is out there. And man, when you start like going through and watching the videos and how it's all laid out there, it's pretty amazing. It really is. And the way we perceive time is not necessarily the way that time really is, because we perceive time linear, but outside of the three-dimensional realm, time is not linear. Everything is now. Past, present, and future is all accessible at the same time. And that's where quantum comes in, and the quantum entanglement of string theory comes into play. And it's hard for us to grasp it in our reality, because everything that we do is based off of a linear time frame, but that's only in our perception.
So, right. Kyle, I have a question that would, if you don't mind, that would go to that subject. I've been doing some work outside, and I take a lot of photographs outside because of the lighting. And I've been doing it for many, many years in this house for a couple years in the same place about the same time of year. And recently I was out there taking photos. And I actually can usually get in X amount of pictures in one area before I have to move my product over to another area of my yard to get that same lighting because the sun's moving. However, recently I had the most frustrating experience to where the sun seemed to be moving faster than I can keep up with it. I was taking a couple pictures and it was moving and I'd have to move with it. And it's almost like I was chasing the sun. across the yard, and that's never happened to me before.
So I, from my understanding is that our perception of time is accelerating, and it's accelerated because of our frequency being enhanced and elevated. And it also seems that if you think about time as in how long things are taking place, that the days, weeks, and months seem to be going by faster and faster, even though they're not any longer in an actual 24-hour period, but in our perception, they're moving quicker. Like right now, we're already in the middle of, you know, May and about to go into summertime. And my perception of, you know, how long this last 5 months has been relatively quick. And time, as we elevate in our dimensional realm, will become less and less important because we're not going to be functioning in a linear basis anymore. So our perception of time will not be the same. So I would say that you chasing the sun is relatively yes, because you're going to have time periods that seem to be going by much quicker, but in reality, the time period really didn't happen, but it will seem like it did. And it seems like it didn't take as long for you to get through it. Like today at my job, I mean, I can't tell you that I felt like it was 8 o'clock in the morning. And then next thing I know, it was 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Yeah, I was busy, but usually I don't misplace 5 hours of time. But I did kind of today.
And that's what's been happening to me. So I'm glad I'm not alone.
So let's take one more question. It's just after 8, almost 2 hours. And yeah, I'm starting to get tired.
Okay, so. Sure. Patriot for Life. You're up.
Go ahead, unmute yourself.
Hey, Captain Kyle, how are you doing?
Good.
Love your show. It's been awesome. Last couple of months, I've been listening pretty closely. Found you through QSI. My question before you tuck her out is, you know, I've done the dinar and the silver and all the XLM and XLP, XRP, XDC, all that kind of stuff. What do you think the real number of silver is going to be after the event? What's your gut?
So I'm really thinking that initially after the RV, that personally I think silver is going to end up somewhere between about 3,500 and probably 4,500 relatively quickly right after the RV takes place.
Mm-hmm.
But at that point, it's going to be really, you know, because everybody's had such difficult times, people are going to go, oh, golly, look, it's this amount, and I got this, and I can have so much cash right on. And it's good cash. It's going to be with it. Its value is going to be so much more in your buying power too, right? It's going to look mm-hmm. really, really good to do. And if you want to, like, dump, like, you know, maybe 10 or 100 ounces if you got, you know, quite a few or whatever, then sure. Maybe, yeah. But my understanding is that all of the XLM are going to have to be backed by silver that's going to have to be deposited into the reserves to back all of it. That's a massive amount of silver that has to be obtained that they do not have right now, because silver is a finite element. Gold is not. Gold is actually, it manufactures itself. So gold is more than plentiful. So that's why when Q said that gold will destroy the Fed, but silver is going to bury it. And silver in its ratio value is going to be much more valuable than gold. But, you know, it's always, people always had that, you know, I'd like to have some gold, so on and so forth. But silver is what's going to be it, because silver is used in most of the new technologies that are coming. And so it's going to be not only needed for the currency and for the banks, basically, to be Basel III and Basel IV compliant, to actually stockade all of that silver to back the XLM. It's also going to be one of the commodities that's going to be needed for the new technologies. And when that actually takes place, which is, those cures and those technologies are going to come out relatively quick after the announcements, because they're already there. A lot of them are already developed, just like the Tesla Tower of Texas has been running for 2 years. So It's not like they're going to have to develop it. It's already developed, right? So my understanding is that I've heard as much as anywhere from 10 to 15, upwards of $20,000 an ounce over the next 8 to 10 years. Mm. Because of the technologies using silver so greatly.
That's awesome. You know,
so my thing is, I'm thinking closer around 10 grand, and I would be more than happy with that. But I think it's going to be more than that in the long haul.
Right.
Not at first, but, you know, shortly after, it's going to start going up and up and up and up and up. And just, you know, I don't know where it's going to stop. Nobody does really, but I've heard as much as, you know, 20,000, but that would be, you know, very long speculation, 8 to 10 years, but only because of the technologies that's going to be needing it. And it's a finite element.
Yeah.
Do you have another question?
Yeah. You know, one last comment. It's, I'm a critical thinker. I critically think about what I hear from people, and Captain Kyle, you and Emily and the rest of the QSI team, Whiplash, so forth. It's, I really, really appreciate, and I hope it resonates with other people, that, you know, the so-called gurus of these the RV, they really don't know what the hell's going to come about. They just, I just know that they just don't really know what's going to come about. And I really appreciate the fact that you're not only truthful and honest, but you don't bash them, because they're mostly just old guys that need to feel real important. And I
not ever going guy, to not anybody
as an old guy, I appreciate that. So thanks a lot.
It's not my place to ever do that, not with anybody.
I hear you.
My information is to just put it out there and let people decide for themselves. We're all adults. Make up your own mind. People are tired of the mainstream media and other people telling them what they need to think. People need to be able to think for themselves.
So true. Yeah. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Thank you. I appreciate you very much.
No problem.
All right, guys. Well, I appreciate you. I appreciate everybody on the call tonight. I know that maybe you didn't get your questions all answered. I'm going to put Kelly on the spot. DM Kelly, because I don't answer my DMs. I don't have time for it. I don't, because of my everything that's going on in my world right now. Kelly, if you can DM Kelly, I will, and Kelly can send me some of the information for me to kind of answer with her, and then she can post it on my channel. And we'll try to get everybody's questions answered. I know people have been here, like earlier where you said, I've been on calls multiple times, and I appreciate you getting here. I understand that we have difficulties, and we'd like to be able to answer everybody's question, but with time constraints and everything else, it's almost impossible. And I don't want to cut people off and say, I only want to give you just a couple of minutes, because that just isn't right. I want to give everybody the same amount of attention. And no question is too big, no question is too small. So if you can try to DM Kelly, Kelly can get with me over the next couple of days, and I'll try to have her post the answers or whatever onto the channel. And I'll try to do another chat sometime this week. Even if I don't get a lot of information, I still want to be able to keep in contact with everybody, because I know people feel like they're in the dark sometimes, and I don't want anybody to feel like you're in the dark. And I want to try to stay connected to everybody that's here. So with that, I'm going to close it out. Appreciate you, Kelly, everything that you do. I couldn't do this chat or a channel without you. I really couldn't. I really appreciate you very, very
much. Thank you, John. Well, I appreciate you saying that, and I'd be happy to help. So just DM me your questions, and if I can answer them, I will. And if not, I'll put them in a big, long message to Kyle, and we'll get all the questions answered.
All right. Well, good night, everybody, and have a blessed week. And I'll talk to everybody very, very soon.
Okay. Good night, everybody. Good night.